All right, well, welcome to another episode of Fuck You Dad, everybody. We got another guest episode for you this week. Coming up, we got my good friend, comedian, podcaster, Tank Smith.
Oh boy, excited to be on the podcast. What's up?
Hell yeah. And what's your podcast, Tank, just so all the listeners know?
Full Service Podcast. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at Full Service Pod. I interview sex workers. It's a good time.
And how did you get into that?
I was in a relationship for a long time, and then I got out, and then I was like, what's up, world? And I'm not trying to...
And by world, you mean escort specifically.
Escort specifically.
You didn't mean what's up. You didn't go travel Europe, dude. Yeah, what's up? You
went world, and then the world was like, it's 1500 an hour, and you're like, word.
Yeah, dude.
So I spent a lot of money soul searching, and yeah, then I was like, let's talk about it. So.
That is, I think that's the coolest response to like getting in an escort isn't like I need to, I don't know, spend more money. You're like, I need to do a podcast. I think that's a cool response to something. Like, you don't see a lot of people who are like,
yeah,
I
dude,
do skydiving,
like...
but then I don't, like, I skydive, but mainly I just talk to people who skydive.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody's going to listen to a skydiving podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I'm trying to, like, fucking everybody will listen to fucking sex
that's
workers.
True.
It's like this thing.
Hey,
nobody,
let's not
like,
piss off
nobody,
the skydiving
nobody,
podcast community.
Yeah, nobody knows about this shit, so it's like, hey, let's fucking talk
that's
about
true.
It. And then meet
yeah, you're like, people. You're like... going into the underground and kind of showing this like whole other world that people don't know that much about.
Yeah, dude. Once you take away that veil, then it like changes people's idea of what that shit is, you know, trying to do
right.
it.
Right. But you didn't see these people at first out of the goodness of your own heart.
Oh no, it was,
this wasn't a humanitarian mission to meet up with someone from a Craigslist ad.
I was lonely.
I
was
you weren't
lonely.
Like, I want to give a voice to the voiceless. Okay, I just,
I was lonely.
Yeah, let's put it that. Yeah, you're trying
wanna,
to paint yourself as a hero now.
I want
to. I don't know if Raleigh PD would feel the same way, Dan.
I want to make out with somebody. That's why.
But yeah. That's why anybody has started yeah. anything, to be honest, since, you know, the beginning of time.
Yeah.
And on some level, that's why I started comedy. I mean, that's the end goal is the same. The end goal is the reason I get up and shower in the morning. It's we all at the end of the day, you know, but under like every. Behind every action is vagina. Like, that is
dude.
Sort of, like, what every man's
dude, Stan,
long-term goal is.
Stanhope said that, huh? Man. Stanhope said that shit. Everybody's yeah. pussy makes the world go round, dude.
I mean, literally.
Yeah.
I mean, if tomorrow we all became asexual, I don't even... We'd probably all become Buddha. We just don't even wear clothes. We'd meditate all day.
Yeah.
That actually sounds really nice right
they
now.
Got all the power.
If everyone just stopped trying to fuck for, like, a week. Yeah. If that just happened in
yeah,
our
yeah,
bodies
yeah.
where everyone was, like... had no idea what sex was, like, we could probably get
yeah.
some shit done. Everyone would
dude.
Relax.
Reddit would be
yeah,
gone.
That whole website.
Reddit would be annihilated.
So, Tank, fuck. Where did you grow up?
Shit, man. Well,
I grew up in the old suburbs of Atlanta, Peachtree City, Georgia. It's, like, maybe, like, 30 minutes south. We it's like a golf cart city. There's fucking like 90 miles of golf cart paths, and like everybody drives golf carts around. It's the fucking weirdest thing there. Like it's wild.
So it's a pretty hard neighborhood.
Hard as fuck, dude. Just like
yeah.
everybody riding around with like
drive-bys on the golf carts and
fucking rims on golf cart sound systems. Dude, we used to drive around bumping like Young Jeezy, Gucci Mane. Dude, we were trying to be so hard, just reaching, dude. That's why I feel like
it's
culture
gotta be like kind of the pussiest thing you can do is blast like Gucci Mane in a golf cart.
I feel like it was like cultural appropriation was what I was doing. Like, that's
yeah,
that's basically what that
you're
was.
Like, this is bad. This is bad when you're black and you're like, I feel racist. Yeah. Like this is.
How,
dude, I don't
how
feel
many,
comfortable.
How many golf carts does your family have?
We only got one, but my parents just upgraded. They went from a club car to an Easy-Go. So okay.
I know what that is too, because I play.
Yeah, I
think
you guys even know the terminology. Yeah.
Easy-Go's are nice.
Dude, it's weird though because like I grew up with a club car, so I was always like Like when you got a club car, you talk shit about like people that got fucking easygoes and Yamahas and shit.
Wait, are you trying to pretend you had some working class solidarity because you had a club car? Yeah. You're like, you know, us club cars, we stick together against these fucking
dude. It was like
you're all riding around in golf carts. You're the man. You're the problem.
You know? Dude, we got cops on golf carts and shit, dude. Man, it's wild.
Do you ever get a DUI in a golf cart?
I never got a DUI, but dude, they got like checkpoints and shit. Our mayor got
a DUI. Checkpoints?
Dude, they got checkpoints. Well, it's fucking.
Isn't it borderline walking at a certain point?
Dude, you're going like 5 miles. It's ridiculous.
I'm sure it became an issue. I mean, though. Like, can you imagine if everyone's using a golf cart? Yeah. If everyone said peace out cars and everyone's using a golf cart and everyone's. I drink all day. That's what you do on a golf cart. That's what they're built for.
No, what they do, like, because we have, like, an amphitheater where they'll have concerts and shit. And then, like, during the summer, and then, like, everybody will get fucked up and then take golf carts home. And then the cops are just waiting, dude. They're ready for that shit.
Is it less of a penalty? Like, it has to be less of a penalty. Because it's like, it wasn't, what were you going to do? Like, fucking hit someone's knee and scratch them? Like, it's, like, not that hard.
I don't even know, dude. Like, it's just like, yeah, what's the worst that can happen? Like, nobody, like, even if you crash in a golf cart, I feel like, do you guys see Jackass when they, like, flip the golf cart? Like, that's probably the worst golf cart crash there is. Nobody's getting hurt on a golf cart.
I would love to see, like, the parade of drunk people that got caught, but they don't bring them to jail. They just make them walk home. So there's just this parade of older white people too drunk to drive their golf cart home.
Can you imagine, like, the judge just, like, berating you for, like, drinking and driving on a golf cart? You're like, how upset can you be? I'm sorry. I won't do it again.
Also, if you're too drunk to drive a golf cart, you're probably almost dead. God. Like, you're probably
Did
almost
everybody in high school, were they all fucking in golf carts? Because that's going to be pretty difficult.
Dude, you just put an idea in my head, man. I never even thought about that, but wow, my God.
Next episode of Full Service Pod, man. Patreon.
Wow.
Fucking in a golf cart. Wow, dude. Wow. I gotta.
You gotta do something now that they fucking took down most of Pornhub.
Yeah.
RIP.
Wow, man, OnlyFans. I might have to put that on OnlyFans, dude. Yeah.
So you grew up in Golf Cart City, and then did you after high school, did you go to college?
Yeah. So I moved after high school to Raleigh. I went to NC State for a couple years before I dropped out, as one does when they don't go to class and just drink constantly and smoke weed all day. So, So I lived in Raleigh for like 10 years till I moved back down here last summer to Atlanta.
Hell yeah, man. And how have you been dealing with 2020 being a stand-up comedian?
It's rough. Like, it's funny, like, listening to, like, I remember, like, the first episode of, like, Full Service this year, like, I, like, had, like, goals and shit of, like, what I wanted to do this year.
Remember goals?
God.
That was a hilarious thing. Remember having a goal other than wanting to stay employed and alive? Yeah. Like, remember how my goals at this point are, like, I just don't want to be on the street foaming at the mouth, like, searching for food. That's it. That's it, bro. If you don't end up on an event and you have regular money, you've killed 2020.
Yeah.
You're a Fortune 500 member of 2020.
Now you're just selling blood to try to get that vaccine, dude. It's rough. But yeah, dude, I guess at the beginning of the year, dude, I was like, yeah, I want to go up a whole bunch. I want to get into all these festivals.
Of course.
And I guess like March was pretty much the end for me for a while. And, God, it's fucking wild. But I guess it started back up maybe kind of like October-ish, but it's still like nothing's really happening. Like there'll maybe be like one show a week, and who wants to go to a fucking outside open mic now? And
can you imagine dying because you went to an open mic? Like, can you imagine?
The only way that would be acceptable for me to die in an open mic is if I brought a gun and killed everybody and then myself. That is the only way that I would die in an open mic and feel good about it.
And then,
they wouldn't even feel bad for the people you killed, though, because it's like they deserve that shit.
They'd probably enact a statue there and have like a national holiday in the town or something. I mean,
I liberated the local comedy club of hack trash.
Yeah. So, what kind of dad did you have, Tank?
I feel like my dad was just, like, super serious, you know? Like, that's why I tried to be, like, as silly as possible just to, like, fuck with him. Because he was just, like, super, like, stern, I guess. What do you, he grew up in, like, the, like, late, like, 60s and 70s.
Okay.
And, you know, like, his dad was, like, hard as fuck. And so he just, like, I guess tried to, like, emulate that shit, I guess. Like, my dad, like, when doing, like, homework and shit, like, if he'd like, look at all my, like, homework, and, like, if my, like, handwriting wasn't good enough, he's, like, write all this over. Like, it was a lot.
That's wild.
It was a lot.
My mom used to do a different sort of tactic, sort of the same thing, but, like, if my handwriting was sloppy, my mom would, like, get down on my level and be like, Nick, maybe you need a helper at school. Like, she would make me feel...
Oh, so she would... That's, like, I think worse than Tank Stat.
Yeah.
Because Tank Stat just do it again. Your mom didn't believe in you.
Maybe.
Your mom's like, well,
you're
clearly
stupid.
The boy is fundamentally challenged.
Yeah.
She was like, no. She thought your handwriting was so bad, you're like, this is only brain damage. There's no way that this is not...
No, you can't redo it. You were born this way, so...
Yeah.
God. Did you guys get spanked? Did you guys get spanked as kids?
I did.
I got yanked. Awesome. I didn't get spanked. That sounds worse.
Yeah. That does. That sounds illegal. Yeah.
They would, like, yank.
Yank sounds a little, that sounds a little close to your dad being in prison forever.
They would, like, yank
you ever
my
get
arms,
the switch?
But not, like,
I
hit.
Feel like, do you ever get the switch, dude? I feel like, I don't know if that's a black thing or not.
I think it's mainly a black thing, but it's my mom just would grab her shoes and start hitting me with them. She would just start grabbing random objects and throwing them.
I feel like that's cute though. You know, that is, like, if
it hurts, man. It's like a weapon.
Yeah, I feel like that's real rage cuz the switch is more like diabolical and you're like teaching them a lesson and beating their ass cuz it's like you got to go get it, bring it back and then I hit you with it. But the shoe is just like, I'm fucking pissed right now, and this shoe is going to hurt. And it's right here. I'm going to hit you.
So
now.
Much.
Yeah.
So much passion.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like... Yeah. Well, Latino moms are kind of like MacGyvers of child abuse, where, like, they'll just find anything and find a way to just beat the living shit out of you. It's just my mom had, like, a paperclip and a note card. And she's like, all right, this is the way to take him down.
God damn, that's funny.
So your dad was...
So was it your dad who normally administered the punishment tank?
Yeah, it was mainly my dad. I guess my mom, she'd always be like, wait till your dad gets home.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, so your mom was like, I'm going to call the enforcer. It was like, bring forth the Kraken.
Yeah. So we always like, wait till my dad gets home. Then she tells my dad whatever the fuck I did. And then, you know, he has to get mad. And then I'm just like, it's just like the worst, dude. Just like waiting the like couple hours, like after you've been
That's
caught
like
by your mom, dude.
Torture right there, man.
And then you just gotta wait.
They're like, we're coming for you.
God, dude. It's like, yeah, dude. It's just like, you don't know what the fuck's gonna happen. And then it's always
that.
Bad,
that's,
you know,
the first time
bad.
As a kid that you like, you understand, like, want that. Like, as a kid, those hours, it seems like you want a cigarette. Like, that's how you feel as a kid. You're like, God damn, I just want to fucking, I need a cigarette. I need something to just chill me out, man. I gotta relax.
I need a fucking drink.
It really is like, it's like the kid version of like a waiting trial. You're like, fuck, they caught me on some bullshit.
I
wasn't going to bed. I didn't do my homework. I think my lawyer's going to get me out of this one, but I might.
Yeah, you're calling your buddy up. It's your lawyer. Yeah. You're like, Alex, it's not looking good, buddy. They got me.
No. I think I'm getting the switch. I think I'm getting the switch, buddy.
You can have my Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
So were you a switch kid? Would you get, like, the whole, you'd have to go get a branch and then get hit by it?
Oh, yeah. And it's crazy. Yeah, like, they'd be like, we had, like, a couple bushes that were separated between, like, my yard and, like, our neighbor's yard. And they'd be like, yeah, go out there, get a switch. Come back in the house, and then it's fucking switch time, dude. It's like, and then lift up your, I feel like it was like on the calves, dude, you know, like lift up your pants leg and get the switch on the calves, dude. Yeah.
Cause the ass, at least, like, I can hide.
Yeah. The thing was like during the pandemic, right? My neighbor, like, we got a new neighbor next door. And he's like a master gardener and shit. And then he cut down all the switch bushes. Like, between my parents' house And that was just like such euphoria to where I'm like, they can't hurt me anymore. They can't hurt me.
And then they're like, no, we got a fucking oak tree 2 miles away.
Yeah. We're ready. We're ready. We got to paddle now. You're 31. We got to paddle for your ass.
Paddle. It becomes like more intense. Your dad like covers in barbed wire. He's like, I've been waiting for this, boy. At that point, what do you think the worst one was? Like, do you have like a crazy story of what your dad did?
Of like getting a spanking from my dad.
Not spanking, but like, what's the most absurd punishment your dad gave you?
So yeah, so like when I was in 10th grade, I egged my teacher's house, like my English teacher. Yeah, and I thought I got away with
it. What was the reason? Just for shits and giggles, or did she suck? Or like,
honestly, she was like so nice. When I think about it, like when I think back on it, I was like, this teacher was like so nice. I don't know why the fuck she just had like.
So you were just wrong.
Yeah, it was like totally wrong. Like it was fucked up what I did, right? And so basically, what happened was we went, like, me and a couple buddies rode up on her house like early in the day on some golf carts, right? And then threw a couple eggs from across the street and hit her house, right? And I thought we were good. Like, I thought nobody saw us, right? But apparently her neighbor saw us. And then that night, though, we went back with, like, 2 dozen eggs and then fucking threw eggs all over her fucking house. Got away with it. But we got caught because of the first time. Their neighbor basically said there was a fat black kid running away, and she knew exactly who it was.
Were you the only fat black kid in the town?
Yeah, dude, that was it. That was
the no, that gave you away. Yeah. Like, it was a multiple.
It was fucked up, dude. And so basically, she comes to class and like she puts on this whole. She starts every single period. Like I had her maybe like third period or something, but I heard a rumor like she was going to like every single one of her classes and like crying and then like telling them that somebody had egged her house and she felt so bad. So like I knew she fucking knew about that shit. And then she pressed me about it, you know, during class. And I was like, you know, it wasn't me. And she was like,
was she like, Tank, would you describe yourself as a portly fellow?
Yeah, dude, it was fucking.
She's like, Tank, what race are you? Do you like get narked on yourself? Yeah. Do you know anybody else who was also dropped 14 rappers from McDonald's on the way back from my house to your house yesterday evening?
Yeah, dude, it was fucked up, man. But what I did, like, I started, like, I had a couple friends that I was, like, I knew would vouch for me. So I was, like, I gave her their names and be like, yo, you should ask them. Maybe they know something. And then they all were like, yeah, it was Tank. Obviously, it was Tank.
Who did so your homies ratted you out.
Yeah, dude, it was fucked up. And so she called my parents.
Did all of your friends have easy goes?
Yeah, dude, they were easy go motherfuckers. That's why.
Yeah,
they were,
yeah,
that's
well,
why,
bro. Traitor.
That's why.
That's why they snitched, dude. It was. Yeah. So she called my parents and told them about it. And I only copped up to the first egging because they never know what happened. Like, because I went back, I egged her house twice, right? They didn't know what happened. Who did it the second time? So I never fessed up to that. So I only got caught for basically a couple eggs the first time. And my parents were fucking mortified, dude. Like, my mom was like crying and shit. My dad was pissed. So fucking pissed.
I mean, as far as things go, like, it's kind of a shitty thing to do. But you weren't, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't. It's like a childish crime.
Yeah, dude. Kids,
like, it takes like what, an hour to clean off. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Kenyon was such a degenerate at 12. He's like, well, it's not a big deal. You weren't doing pills, so it's like whatever. It doesn't matter. Egging a house is at 12 is definitely like I could definitely see a mom being like, this is the beginning. You
dude,
know?
Yeah. Start first the cigarettes, then the eggs. What's next?
I just love, I love that this town is just, it's got to be crazy because of the golf carts. You've got 12-year-olds and adults using the same vehicle. It's going to be mayhem.
Yeah, that's true.
Dude, we're
running. Was there ever a police chase, like, on golf carts? Was there ever anyone like, hit the gas, Johnny? And you just got a bunch of police.
Get the fuck out of here.
On a golf cart. You got one police officer who's just running alongside of you.
Pull over. Pull over, I said.
Like, you never catch me alive. This is an easy go. We're taking this bitch on the highway. We get up to 25.
Yeah, so apparently, yeah, so my parents kind of knew that I was in on it. So my dad, first off, he took me over to the teacher's house and I had to fucking apologize. And then when we got back.
Fair punishment.
And we got back, right, he stands me in the kitchen and then just like smashes like a couple eggs on my head. And then I. But it was like, to me, it was like hilarious at the time, you know? Like, I'm like, this is fucking funny.
Did he say anything or did he just silently shove eggs into your face?
He silently shoved eggs in my face. And then I kind of started laughing a little bit, right?
Yeah, because that's so absurd okay, for anyone to do to you.
Tank, I have so many questions. So you walk in. Is it like a dark kitchen? Does he go like sit down and grabs a carton of eggs?
No, like to my kitchen, like you walk through the kitchen to get to like the living room, right? So I'm walking through the kitchen and he's like, stop. And then he opens the fridge, takes out like a dozen eggs and just smashes two on my head, right? And then I start kind of like laughing a little bit. And then he gets fucking even more pissed and was like, go outside in the backyard, right? So we go outside and then he's like, okay, cover your eyes and your nuts, right? Like, and then fucking just like starts throwing eggs at me, dude. Hits me, like uses the whole rest of the dozen on me, dude.
Was he like pitching at you pretty hard?
Yeah, dude. It hurt, dude. But also at the same time, yeah, I was like, this is also kind of funny.
Yeah, he was putting like way more shit into the. He wasn't that pissed that you threw the eggs at the teacher's house. He was pissed at other shit, but he was like, "I'm gonna throw this shit at these at my kid. Like, I'm gonna put all the fucking my boss, your mother, yelling at me. I'm gonna just huck this thing." And you're kind of a big target too, so you just taking hits too.
Fucking that shit was not fun, dude.
And it's like, in life, you never imagine yourself being a situation where someone's just going to be pelting eggs at you. Like, I think the kitchen thing is weirder, just for a grown man to just shove an egg in your face.
Dude, I was like, so shocked by it. I didn't know what he was doing. Like, I stop, he takes the eggs, and it was like, before I knew what had happened, it's just like fucking eggs smashed to my head. I was like, I guess this is what's happening.
It was the laughter, because he was like, damn, now I gotta throw these at you.
Yeah. And then my mom was just distraught, dude. It was a wild time.
I imagine.
I was grounded for a while.
What did the neighbors think when they had zero context of the egging crime? Were they just staring at you getting belted with eggs? They're like, wow, I guess the Smiths really handle things differently.
They're like black people. What are they discipline their kids?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
In our house, we eat the eggs.
Looks like they wash the chicken and throw the eggs at their kids. That's crazy.
Yeah. God, man. Is this the last episode that'll come out before Christmas?
Yes. Yes. This will come out tomorrow.
Okay. Well, I'll leave us on a fun Christmas tale I have.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Similar pelting made me think of this. So, my dad's side, they're from, like, the Czech Republic originally. They have a weird tradition over there where on Christmas you eat, like, just 12 dishes of this bland, horrible food.
Yeah.
And at the end, you take walnuts and you chuck them at each other. And it's supposed to represent this, like, priest that got stoned to death in, like, medieval Europe.
That's so fun. That's
insane.
Such a fun
Absolutely insane. Absolutely insane thing to do. So, but what was great is, so if you listen to other episodes of the podcast, my dad, he's losing our mind in our childhood. He's just been an all-around terrible father. We have really no recourse, no justice. But at this one time of year, the only time that the people have power, it wasn't like we were just throwing walnuts about. Me, my mom, and my brother became like this powerhouse where we took walnuts. And with all of the strength in my arms, just pelted them at my dad. Like, I became like a fucking New York Yankees pitcher, and I was going for blood. I was aiming at eyes. I was trying to knock sanity into this motherfucker's brain. And I literally was like, I remember one year, after it was done or whatever, my dad just went, Jesus, ow. And he had like two bumps on his forehead.
Bro,
like, it was like,
could you imagine going blind for that shit, dude? Blinded by walnuts, dude.
And then I just see you standing over him just like, take that, you son of a bitch. God damn it.
Yeah, just the rest of the family's like, Kenyon, stop. And I'm like, hold him down. And I just like keep hitting with all that.
Yeah, that's what.
Oh my god, I like how your mom pitched in too, just like joined in.
Oh, my mom was like border. My mom was like the sniper. She's like, I'm gonna hit him from the side. You flank from the left.
Are you
We're
allowed
gonna
to call
hit him on all angles?
Are you allowed to call timeout during it? Can you be like, timeout? I need a second.
Yeah, it really felt like it. We'd be like, reload. I'm taking heavy fire, and just he didn't stand a chance, dude. Every year he just got like bum rust with straight walnuts.
That's great. Do y'all still do it?
My grandfather passed away, who I did that with, and so probably not. I will probably chuck things at my dad in the future at some point.
Yeah, you should just say grandfather, man. That's a good tradition to keep.
Like, maybe I'll go over and like egg him and claim this is the new tradition or
whatever. Yeah, there you go.